This is a CBC podcast.
Hello and welcome to The Story Store, the podcast where your stories are made to order. I am Mr. Orlando the Moose.
And I'm his cousin Gary the Unicorn. I'm the Story Store assistant.
What? Gary, we are not cousins.
We could be, though. Wikicornia says mooses and unicorns are related. Now look at my computer.
Wikicornia? I have never heard of that site. Let me see here. Article last edited by Gary the Unicorn. Gary, did you make this website?
I sure did, cuz.
No.
Uncle?
No. Gary, would you just please play a request?
Okay, brother.
My name is Rowan, and I work a story about a policeman on a farm and a plane.
Authority figures abound. Oh, this is my kind of story, Rowan. Okay, let me see here. Yes, here we are. The policeman, the fireman, the plane, and its pilot. Gary, chimes if you would.
Anything for you, great grandpa.
This story begins on a plane. Ordinary passengers boarded the plane one by one, and then an extraordinary passenger got on.
Ahem, hello everyone, I'm a policeman. I'll protect you all from any bad guys or girls. Now let's see here, row 39, yeah, that's where they put all the bravest people, that makes sense.
The big, burly policeman squeezed into his seat at the back of the plane, noticing that the seat beside him was empty.
Ah, perfect. I can stretch my big, brave legs out a bit, and being so brave is tiring. So now I can take a nap.
The policeman stretched out and immediately fell asleep. But just as he did, another extraordinary passenger stepped onto the plane.
Hello, everyone. Fireman here. No reason to worry. I just had to wear all my firefighting gear because I could not fit it in my suitcase. Now then, can someone point me to the brave person section?
The firefighter made his way down the aisle of the plane to row 39, where he found the police officer asleep on his seat.
Hey, wake up. Here, in my seat.
Yeah, you're under arrest. What?
I didn't scare you, did I?
Nah. Of course not. Nothing scares me.
The policeman grumpily put his shoes back on and made room for the firefighter.
So, you're a police officer, huh?
Sure am. Just flying to pick up my award for bravery. Yep, I rescued a kitten out of a really, really high tree. Also, the kitten had been kidnapped.
Huh, is that right? Well, just so turns out, I'm flying to pick up my award for bravery as well. I also rescued a kitten out of a really, really tall house that was on fire. Burn!
Yeah, whatever.
The police officer and the firefighter turned away from each other in a huff. They wanted to one-up each other as the bravest, most heroic one aboard the plane.
Yeah, bad guy
fire alarm.
They both jumped up, ready to police and or firefight if needed.
This is your captain speaking. Thanks for flying Hero Airlines. At this point, we are requesting that everyone please put on their seatbelts as we prepare for takeoff. Thank you.
But it was just an announcement from the pilot. The policeman and the fireman both sat back down and tried to put their seatbelts on.
Yeah, okay, this goes in here and, yeah.
What?
Yeah, whatever, I do not need a seatbelt.
Yeah, me neither. I'll brave it out without one.
Neither of them could quite figure out the seatbelts, but they were both so brave, they figured they didn't need one. Until...
Gentlemen, are we gonna have a problem here? Why don't you have your, seatbelts fastened?
It was the captain.
Well, I had a seatbelt on,
he took
but
mine.
He took it off.
It was going on.
You know
how to
realized
put my seatbelt on.
I was super brave.
Gentlemen,
I'm braver than he is.
Are you going to make me put on your seatbelts for you?
No.
No.
There. That wasn't so hard, was it? Now, I don't want any more disruptions on my plane. Okay?
Okay, fine.
Yeah, all right, fine as well, fine.
The police officer and the firefighter grumbled to themselves about each other, plotting how to prove they were the bravest, when all of a sudden, the captain started the engine. What was that?
Yeah, that was just the engine starting. What were you? Scared?
No, of course not. I just have sensitive ears.
Then the plane started to move along the runway.
Why are we moving like that?
You need to move to take off, Officer Genius.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay, yeah, I know that. I was just, I wasn't ready is all. I'm great now, thanks so much. Let's fly.
The plane gathered speed until it was going so fast it took off. It tilted up into the sky.
Okay, no, I don't like this.
And the policeman and fireman dove into each other's arms. They both had a secret they had never told anyone.
You know what? I've never flown in a plane before.
Me neither.
Turns out, neither of them were feeling very brave at that moment.
Look, I know we have our differences, but what do you say we get through this together?
Please never let me go.
I won't.
So the police officer and the firefighter agreed to put aside their individual bravery for a little bit, and were brave together. They held each other for the entire plane ride, and even for a little bit after it landed.
Fellas?
The policeman and the fireman opened their eyes and let go of each other.
We've, reached our destination. You can deboard the plane now.
We
made it!
I knew it! I knew we could do it! Yes!
We were so brave!
We were brave!
Guys, I've got another flight to make.
The policeman and fireman looked at each other and saluted.
Good luck to you, sir. It was an honor to have flown with you.
You, my friend, are a true hero.
You're both heroes. Now, get off the plane.
And so the two brave heroes walked off the plane, arm in arm. The end.
Ah, what a great story. There's nothing I like more than hugging your friend or family member to feel safe. You know what? It really does make a difference.
Indeed, Gary. Now, listeners, if you would like to order a story from the Story Store, you can call us at 1-888-413-2781, toll-free in North America, or email us your audio request at thestorystore@cbc.ca, because you never know what the Story Store has in store.
Now hug me, Uncle Mr. Orlando.
Okay, Gary.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.